Innisfail. A fleeing theft suspect whose flight path in a stolen police cruiser included Innisfail is now in police custody. And Innisfail RCMP is set to soon lay charges against the suspect after recovering stolen property at the town's Anthony Henday campground. They charges are just not quite ready yet, but we recovered two stolen trailers and a stolen motorcycle, said Innisfail Staff Sergeant Ian Immy, adding the accused is known to local police, and that the Innisfail campground was the suspect's residence at the time. At about 11:15 p.m. on July 4, a Red Deer RCMP crime reduction team, CRT, was conducting an investigation into a stolen pickup truck, said RCMP Corporal Gina Slaney. She said CRT was able to stop the vehicle utilizing a tire deflation device in the driveway of a rural residence on the C&E trail where the suspect exited the vehicle and an altercation ensued. Slaney said the suspect then jumped into a police car. In an attempt to stop the suspect, an officer deployed a conductive energy weapon, CEW, but the CEW was not effective, said Slaney. She said the suspect put the vehicle into reverse, almost hitting officers. Slaney said an officer discharged a service pistol but did not hit the suspect. The suspect then fled the scene in the police vehicle, she said. Slaney said officers pursued the suspect into Innisfail. Immy said Innisfail RCMP were then part of the pursuit of the suspect. The vehicle did come into Innisfail. Our members from Innisfail were involved, said Immy, adding the suspect was seen traveling on Main Street. Slaney said the suspect then went northbound on Highway 2, and another tire deflation device was used. Immy said it was his office's information the stolen vehicle crashed at the McKenzie Road overpass in Gasoline Alley. Slaney said the suspect was then taken into custody. She said no officers were injured during this incident. Slaney said the suspect was taken to a local hospital for assessment and has since been discharged. She said the suspect remains in police custody awaiting a judicial interim release hearing on pending charges.